David Drum's marathon trial came to an end on June 6th when the jury found him guilty of conspiring with others to give people the impression Anglo Irish Bank was €7.2 billion healthier than it actually was in 2008. The prosecution described it as a massive con to mislead investors, depositors and lenders about its health at a time when it, along with the Irish economy, was on a downward spiral. His conviction brought an end to a story that began a decade ago and involved him moving to the US, where he was arrested in Boston in 2015. He ended his fight for extradition in February of last year. During his trial, he accepted the multi-million euro transactions that moved between Anglo and Irish Life and Permanent took place, but he denied they were fraudulent or dishonest. The jury didn't believe him. He was allowed to take up bail after his conviction, but is due back in court today for his sentence hearing. Frank Rainey in Dublin.